Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
This is Jones and Keefe.
They're trying to just finely tune this clock management. And wasting more time like this does it. May got all the time wasted. End the first down. Shuts it down before a touchdown. And it is game over.
Jones and Keefe right now on WEEI.
Are you ready to start dreaming Super Bowl shine?
Oh, Jones, you have no idea, bud. I am so amped up. I'm ready to go today.
I like it. Chris Scheim in for Keefe today. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll be taking your phone calls all day long. 617-779-7937. That's how you get in touch with the program. Interact Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Say nice things to Scheim in there. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch there. You can chat there. Just subscribe to WEEI. Are they not? They're not nice in there.
Not generally. No. I mean, sometimes there's certain people in the Twitch chat that are nice, but you know, most of them, the non-verified ones, are definitely the ones that are not that nice.
They like Keith more than me. I'd say it's okay. Yeah. I'd say it's okay. I understand. I understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So look, we got a lot to talk about on the show today. Celtics get a win last night, which is very interesting. They were way down against the Pacers. Joe Mazzulla pushed some buttons. They get a victory. I want to check the temperature here from Scheim on the Bruins and how they're trending this year at last check out of a playoff spot. Maybe mix in some Red Sox thoughts as well. It's a Tier Tuesday. We'll tier off NFL teams. It's a Tommy Tuesday. We'll talk to Tom E. Curran at high noon. We'll have some Christmas fun as well here today as we approach the holiday season right around the corner. But I want to start, Scheim, real quick with your thoughts on the victory over Baltimore on Sunday Night Football and what that meant for the Patriots. I say Super Bowl dreams. Is it fair to go there after a win over a 7-8 team without their quarterback, who forgot about arguably their best player in that game? Is it fair to go there with this team?
Yeah, of course it is. I mean, you just have to look at the rest of the AFC. Like, I think that's the big thing, right? If you go around the AFC, there's not a team that you trust more than the New England Patriots all that much. It's maybe you trust Josh Allen more than the New England Patriots. But outside of that, there's not these teams. Like, I don't trust the Denver Broncos way more than I trust the New England Patriots, especially because Drake May is outright better than Bo Nix. And Bo Nix has been good this year, but Drake May is an MVP candidate. And so I just think that with where their quarterback is at, the defense found a way in a game that you were down to just make a couple plays. And I think that's kind of all it takes. This defense just needs to make a couple plays. They're not going to be good. They're not Houston. They're not Denver. They're not LA. They're not Philly. But they can find a way to be middle of the pack, make a couple plays when it matters, and then if your QB has ice in his veins like he did in that fourth quarter, that was the most telling thing. I think that means the Super Bowl is definitely on for the New England Patriots.
Okay, I like it. I want to get into this through the prism of Monday Night Football as well last night. I know there's some parallels in your mind between the Patriots and the 49ers, but first we have some breaking news.
Oh!
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program.
This is breaking news.
Okay, breaking news is the Pro Bowl has been announced, Shime.
Oh boy, I'm excited.
Patriots have two representatives in the Pro Bowl. Their names are Drake May,
yep,
who deserves it, and Christian Gonzalez, who I think is there on reputation. But those are your two Pro Bowlers for the New England Patriots.
Interesting. I wouldn't have guessed Christian Gonzalez. I would have guessed Marcus Jones just as a return man, specifically because those punt returns are electric. I think he's the best punt returner in football. But that is, I won't use the word shocking. It's surprising. I didn't expect Christian Gonzalez to be a Pro Bowler.
Me neither. Mike Reese has the note that he needs a closer look at why Marcus Jones is not in the Pro Bowl as a punt returner. Patriots have two Pro Bowlers, honestly. And I guess it's the second time. Drake May's already a two-time Pro Bowler, right? He's been there his first 2 years.
Damn right.
First year, no offense, Shime, I know you're a big fan, not so deserving.
No. But then again, Mac Jones was also a Pro Bowler. Tyler Huntley's been a Pro Bowler.
No,
so,
no, trust me. But none of those guys were deserving either.
Exactly.
I would just put Drake May.
Some guys who don't deserve it, get in.
Yeah. Well, we're a small hall show where I'm also a small Pro Bowl show as well. So I have a pretty high bar for that. Drake May's obviously deserving. I'd say Christian Gonzalez is on reputation, but he's not the first guy to get in on reputation either. I do think it, on some level, and we don't need to spend a ton of time on the Pro Bowl, but I do think on some level it tells you how much they've overachieved, if you want to put it positively, how much they've overachieved this year. This is not a wildly talented roster.
No.
As evidenced by two Pro Bowlers and probably one who's really deserving. Maybe Marcus Jones got snubbed, so they net out with two anyway, but that's a special teams Pro Bowler we're talking about. On some level, they've overachieved. On another, they've taken advantage of a really, really ridiculously easy schedule, which I know you looked to the 49ers last night as another team in a similar boat. They beat down the Colts 48-27 last night.
So much for Philip Rivers.
Well, Philip Rivers was like, look, I've never been a fan of Philip Rivers. Speaking of small halls, I've never been a fan of Philip Rivers. I feel like he is empty stats when it matters. He's never there. Choker. So, like, I've never been a fan of Philip Rivers, but this version of Philip Rivers I like the most.
Yeah.
Like, beer gut grandpa, 44-year-old Philip Rivers.
He's playing in a beer league.
Yeah.
It doesn't look like football.
No, this is my favorite version of Philip Rivers there's ever been, but I still don't like him. So, it was kind of fun at the start of the game when he's chucking touchdown, just wounded duck, fluttering touchdown passes before he morphed back into Philip Rivers at the end of the game and threw a brutal pick six, and then was benched for the end of the game, if you will. But the Niners right now, if they win out, can be the number one seed in the NFC.
Correct.
They're 11-4. They play the Bears in Seattle the final 2 weeks, so it won't be easy. The Patriots, if they win out and get a Denver loss, can be the number one seed in the AFC. And what they have in common is both teams have played really easy schedules.
Yeah. Yeah, this San Francisco team is, don't get me wrong, offensively, they're tremendous. I mean, they have Christian McCaffrey and George Kittle, Juwan Jennings. I mean, they didn't have Ricky Pearsall. They still don't have Brandon Ayuk. That whole situation is strange. But this offense, Purdy is awesome. All those people who were telling me he was going to like lose his job to Mac Jones are insane. Brock Purdy's really good at football, and you kind of saw that last night. 5 touchdowns in that game for Purdy, and he looked like he was in total control for 95% of that game. And so you look at the San Francisco 49ers, a team who, by the way, Jones, has not punted since November.
Is that true?
That is true.
I know they didn't punt last night. They haven't punted since November.
The last time they punted was November 30th.
Wait, how is that possible?
Yeah. They 19 drives. They have 12 touchdowns, 7 field goals,
I believe. Is that because Purdy threw like 8 million picks against the Panthers? Is that why? Or
yeah,
is that not counting?
It's either been touchdowns, field goals, or picks. That's it.
Wow.
Like, they have not punted since November. This is an offense that is very, very talented, but again, has beat up on a crappy schedule as of late. You look at the Cardinals, Panthers, Browns, Titans. It sounds like the Patriots schedule. And then they beat up on the Colts last night, who by metrics have a good run defense but are not a good defense. Like, they had a good game against Seattle last week, I think, because of Philip Rivers' appearance. But I mean, they ended up getting to Philip Rivers, especially in that second half. I think the defense was much better. I think Robert Saleh is a really good defensive coach. I just think this team is very similar to the Patriots in that the offense is really good. The defense, has a lot of questions, but can be good in moments. And they've beat up on an easy schedule. There's a chance San Francisco's the one seed. There's a chance you're the one seed. And yet I think there's a chance that people are sleeping on these teams. Like, they're going to be the one seed, and they're still not getting enough respect.
Text line already. Guys, are you stupid? They have played the Rams and the Seahawks twice. That's not true. They've only played the Rams twice. They play the Seahawks week 18.
Correct.
How can we even begin to compare the cupcake effing schedule to the Patriots?
I mean, the Patriots play the Bills twice, right? Bills are a good football team. And you split with the Bills. The 49ers split with the Rams. Like, it's kind of how it is. And then, like you pointed out, they've played the Seahawks once in week one, by the way, where they won like 17-13 before the Seahawks were actually good at football.
They beat the Rams with Mac. I mean, that I didn't see coming.
But that was on a Thursday night.
The Niners' strength of victory, though, to Shime's point, is 388 this year. That is superior to the Patriots' strength of victory, 367. Strength of schedule is heavily in favor of the Niners compared to the Pats, 458 to 391. So they played a tougher schedule. They really haven't beat anybody all year. And we'll see if that changes down the stretch. They have two legit games coming up. They have the Bears and then the Seahawks. You win those two, you'll earn your one seed, just like the Patriots will earn the one seed. We were talking about this yesterday, Shime. It came up late in the show. But Bill Barnwell went through all the easy schedules in the NFL, like the history of the NFL. The Patriots are among the 10 easiest strength of schedules in the history of football. And long story short, out of the previous nine down there with the Patriots, three have won the Super Bowl. It was the 72 Dolphins, 14-0. In 72.
Yep.
It was the greatest show on turf Rams in 99 and the 1970 Baltimore Colts. So three teams have won the Super Bowl. An additional team got to the Super Bowl. That was the Bills in 1991. And then you had a bunch of teams that went to the conference championship or divisional round eliminated right away. So three teams out of the previous nine have won the Super Bowl. An additional one has been there. Do you look at that as a positive or, I guess, negative thing trending forward for the Patriots?
I look at it as a positive thing. Like, we look at that Rams team as one of the greater teams in football history, and yet nobody once ever mentions the strength of schedule for that team. They just mentioned how good and talented that team was. And so maybe, I don't know, 5 years from now, if the Patriots were to make a Super Bowl run, win or lose, when you look back, you don't care about the strength of schedule. Nobody does. The Patriots, we watched it for 20-plus years under Tom Brady, beat up on a terrible AFC East. Like, putrid, to the point where they were just rolling out of bed and getting five wins just because they were in the AFC East. And nobody cared about that because it didn't matter. It only matters what happens in the playoffs. And I think that's one of the reasons that I kind of believe in this Patriots team is I believe what they showed Sunday night in the fourth quarter against the Ravens, where all the pressure's on you, you're down more than 10 points, and you come back, you win, your defense makes a play, your quarterback has ice in his veins. That, to me, matters more than anything else. Like, that, to me, shows you can do it when the spotlights are their brightest. You've done it. Drake May, I think, now is 5-0 in primetime games. Like, to me, that's what matters. I don't care about the strength of schedule. You play who's on your schedule. You got to beat who's on your schedule, and that's what they've done, and they continue to do.
So, they haven't played a lot of good teams. So, I mean, I don't know how anybody could argue that. We can argue if it matters or not. And I think looking at the history of teams who have played easy schedules, again, you could actually make a case that's been advantageous to a team like the greatest show on turf Rams. Yeah. Let's stick with them for a moment. I'm too young for the undefeated Dolphins in 72, as are you. So, honestly, are you too young for the 99 Rams?
I'm a little young. I would have been like seven.
Okay, that counts.
Yeah.
You can remember that.
I watched, when I stayed home sick as a kid, I used to watch all the NFL films. And so I would watch these Super Bowls. Was it Andre Dyson, the 1 yard or like half a yard shy on the touchdown?
Sick brag, bro.
Against the Titans?
Kevin?
Andre? Yeah, Kevin Dyson.
Maybe.
I get them confused.
Yeah. Was that his name?
I know it's Dyson.
Yeah.
It's Dyson, like the, what is that? The vacuum, right? It's Dyson the vacuum? Or is it a kitchen appliance?
Is Dyson a vacuum?
It's Kevin Dyson, and Dyson is a vacuum.
Thank you.
It is. Oh, wow. Score one for Shine.
Yeah, we'll take that.
Good work.
Kevin Dyson was wrong about that, but it is Dyson the vacuum. Nice. Nailed it.
Okay.
Perfect.
But you could actually make a case that's advantageous. Like, you stay healthy. You have a bye week built in. You have to play one fewer playoff
game. When guys get hurt, you don't have to worry about it being a massive impact against the New York Jets.
Yeah. So, to me, I thought that was pretty eye-opening because I would just, again, I'd acknowledge they haven't played a lot of good teams this year. I don't know what to tell you. They just haven't.
Nope.
And even games we thought were super I thought the Bucs win was a really good win. Turns out they kind of stink. I didn't think the Carolina win was much. It looks a little better retroactively. Maybe that's one that looks better as the year goes along. Pretty much everything else looks worse. And you went from beating Buffalo early to now splitting with Buffalo. So when you got a second chance at him, you weren't able to take him out. And speaking of the Bills, a wise man once said, to be the best, you have to beat the best.
Twice.
That was Cam Newton about the Buffalo Bills and the Patriots. But even Cam Newton's shine is seeing things a little bit more like you are. He's buying stock on the Pats.
I can hear the comments now. Well, keep that same energy about the fool's gold. Wow, this about Drake May. Well, we needed to see. Mm-hmm. And when you start to see week in and week out how the New England Patriots perform, whether it's Diggs, whether it's Hollins, whether it's Hunter Henry, whether it's Austin Hooper, whether it's Kyle Williams, whether it's a Ramondre, whether it's Travion, whether it's – it don't matter who the it is, they're taking turns, making plays better than any team in football. Yes, Drake May is the orchestrator, but when you give guys opportunities, the amount of times that we've seen Matt Hollins go climb ladder, then he gets up and he does his celebration, and then boom. These things are something that starts to give even me, a known hater to some people's thought process, like, yo, like I'm believing in the New England Patriots.
Okay. He's even believing a little bit. Now, there was a minor dig in there on Drake May. I don't know if you caught it, but he's the orchestrator of the he's just what stirs the drinks with all the big weapons they have. So I think that's an interesting way
big
of looking
weapons.
At it. But even Cam is buying it.
I think he only means tall weapons Drake does tend to throw the ball a little high. I mean, you saw it in that Sunday Night Football game, but he puts it in a position where only his guys can get it. Matt Collins goes up and get it. Hunter Henry normally goes up and gets it. And so...
Well, he put a few where the Ravens could have got it on Sunday night. I mean, he threw the pick to Humphrey, and there were a few others there they could have got it.
That's true, but they didn't, thankfully. Drake May is the orchestrator, but he's also like he's doing everything. He is playing he's a one-man band is what he is at times for this team, because I just don't think that there's a whole lot of other quarterbacks that could do what he's doing with these weapons. Like Stephon Diggs was really good on Sunday night. Prior to that, we hadn't heard from him in like a month and a half.
Yeah, well, number one, the Patriots were, they didn't want him to reach his incentives, number one.
Well, Bedard was saying he was running the wrong routes.
Number two, he forgot the offense magically.
Right, right.
Sorry, the Patriots were scheming against him and or he completely forgot the offense for 1 week. But yes, he had some things working against him, yes.
Yeah, so, and Matt Collins has never been some world beater, neither is Hunter Henry. Hunter Henry is like guaranteed 600 yards and 5 to 9 touchdowns a season every single year, no matter what team or quarterback he's playing with. That's just kind of, he's automatic in that way, which is really nice to have. But then Travion Henderson has really kind of only come on lately. The beginning of the season, he was not great. So I just think that to say that you're basically saying Drake May's a game manager without saying he's a game manager, which I take offense to because he's not.
Yes, yeah. Drake May is the orchestrator.
Yeah. I mean, the guy's second in the MVP. Would you say Matt Stafford's the orchestrator of what's going on? Yeah, maybe he is. Maybe he was mixing up his metaphors and he meant to use the conductor word that they were throwing around earlier this year. You would say Stafford is?
I mean, a little bit more than Drake May.
Oh, Stafford has way more. I don't mean to quibble with that. Stafford has, when he's healthy, Devontae Adams and Puka Nacua. He has a great play caller.
Sean McVay, the best coach in football.
Right. So, I mean, look. But I wouldn't refer to Stafford that way.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Stafford's a big-time player, yeah. So I wouldn't refer to him that way. It's a little bit of a dig by Cam, but whatever. We're probably sensitive and overreacting and hearing things with Cam.
I'm definitely sensitive.
Who's mostly being complimentary there. I believe enough in the receiver room. Mego and I talked about this quite a bit yesterday. I believe Diggs will be there when it matters. Mm-hmm. You know, he's had games where he's vanished. They could have used him against Buffalo, don't get me wrong. So I'm not saying he's done it every time this year, but when it matters, I believe he'll be there. And while they could aim higher in the receiver room, big picture, if they want to get him a true number one in the offseason, be my guest. But I don't think they're going to lose playoff games because May doesn't have enough around him. I don't feel that way.
No, I don't either. And especially with the mentality they have, it's very similar to Buffalo. They have slightly more talent than Buffalo does at the receiver position. But it's an everybody eats mentality. It's been that way all season. There's games where Matt Collins is your leading receiver. There's games where it's Stephon Diggs or Hunter Henry or Ramondre Stevenson has been your leading receiver in a game. Like, it's just... they find the right matchup that they like, and they try to exploit that. And Drake May, to his credit, exploits the matchup and then creates better ones by being the best deep ball thrower in the league. And so you saw it in that first touchdown drive in the fourth quarter. It's kind of chip away, chunk away, and then you're at the 50-yard line. Drake's like, nah, I see one-on-one coverage with Kyle Williams. I'm going to throw the best ball in the league, and Kyle Williams is going to go make a play. He's going to give his guy a chance. And to the Patriots receivers' credit, they have been making those plays almost all year. When Drake May drops it in a bucket, they make every catch, whether that's Kayshon Booty, Kyle Williams now has come on, Stephon Diggs, it doesn't really matter. And so the only way you do that is with when you have Drake May. He is the answer. He is the problem solver. He is all of the above.
Okay. That is Chris Scheim on the Patriots and how they fit in the AFC. Could you be dreaming big? With the Super Bowl, you look at the Niners and their strength of victory this season. It's not like they've beaten a lot of great teams. Patriots have a chance at the one seed, just like San Francisco, so we got into that parallel. Coming off Monday Night Football with 2 weeks to go here for the Pats, Jets, and Dolphins, you win out and you get a Denver loss. You're looking at the number one seed and a bye week, which has been very advantageous to other teams in football history who have had a similar schedule to the Pats and gone on to win a championship, like Greatest Show on Turf Rams, like the 72 Dolphins, et cetera, et cetera. You can jump in here, 617-779-7937. Pro Bowl rosters are out. Pats have two Pro Bowlers, as we tell you. Billy Lanning with more on that here in Trending. And if you thought Scheim was being complimentary of Drake May there, he's going to make his case for Drake May as the MVP right after the update with Bill.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Now more of Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
I would put Drake May second in the MVP right now with 2 weeks to go. You know, after this past weekend,
Stafford
won, Drake May two, Josh Allen three more than likely. I think Drake May right now in the pocket is the best quarterback in football. When it comes to just moving within the pocket, because he's got this great understanding and feel of, all right, when do I have to just move subtly and then get up vertical and try to find somebody? It's rare that you see a young player like this know what move is needed when. Sometimes threatening the perimeter and then dumping the ball off, but just the operational space of the step here, the shuffle there, the climb there, it's remarkable to watch. And coming off of last week, for me, it was like, well, how mature are you? The collapse at home last week, can you handle that just choke job? And then to go down 11 on the road versus a great defense, this is a very good defense in Baltimore, and just find ways to climb back in and make big throw after big throw after big throw down the field. I'm second right now for me.
Drake May's second for Dan Orlovsky. I think that second is an homage to him wanting to sit Drake May for 2 years before playing him in a game. I think that's why he has him number two shy.
That makes sense.
So that was Dan Orlovsky yesterday on Get Up. I know you are going to make a case for Drake May as the NFL MVP. We'll just circle back to the update that came out earlier today. People were mad we played breaking news for that. You're lucky. I almost hit you with breaking news for a Ben Brown extension, which also happened during that first
segment.
Nice.
Congratulations, Ben Brown.
Patriots have signed up Ben Brown. So I decided not to play the or request the breaking news there for that one. But the Patriots have just two Pro Bowlers. It is Drake May and Christian Gonzalez. I would argue there's really one deserving Pro Bowler out of those two. But if you want to say that Marcus Jones got snubbed, he should have been the returner. Fine. They net out with two. I do think that underscores the Patriots' talent level compared to some of these other teams.
Agreed.
Buffalo got three. Denver got six, I think it was. Mm-hmm. Even the Chiefs still got four. Chargers got five. So you look at some of those other teams in the AFC. I guess Jacksonville only got one, and it was a long snapper. So,
really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But even the Texans got more than the Patriots. Pittsburgh and Baltimore, if Baltimore sneaks in, got more than the Patriots. So that does speak to their talent level. The quarterbacks who got in for the AFC. It is Drake May, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert.
Interesting.
Which means no Mahomes, no Lamar, no Burrow, no Bo Nix. So interesting. I was a little surprised that it's Herbert in there, but Drake very deserving. The returner who made it over Marcus Jones is Chimray DK, who we saw against the Patriots earlier this year for Tennessee. Right. He had a touchdown catch. Yep. I can't remember if he had a big return in that game. And then for cornerbacks, it is Gonzo with Derek Stingley and Pat Surtain, two of the best corners in football.
Yeah, those two guys were locks.
And then Denzel Ward from the Browns is also in.
Okay.
So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, that Browns passing defense, number one in football this year, so it makes sense that they would get a corner in there, I guess. I'm happy Gonzo's a Pro Bowler. Good for him. But you're right. I don't think he's deserving of it. To be fair, though, outside of Drake May, is there anybody else on the team that's really deserving of it? Maybe Marcus Jones, I would make an argument for as a returner. But outside of that, I mean,
if Milton Williams stayed healthy, would he be a Pro Bowler?
Probably. Okay, yeah, that's true. He was fantastic when he was healthy. But being out the last 4 weeks, I think, has been a kind of a big deal because this Patriots defense looks totally different without him on the football field.
Yeah, so like maybe if he were healthy, he deserved to be in. I don't think Will Campbell gets in if he were healthy. I don't think.
Morgan Moses, Mike Onwenu, no.
They're all nice
Garrett
players.
Bradbury, no.
Nice players. They're not Pro Bowlers.
Yeah, Chris Collinsworth isn't doing a segment about Garrett Bradbury like he is Tyler Linderbaum.
Nope.
You know?
No, that's true. So that's the Patriots in their Pro Bowl votes, which people who have been voted to the Pro Bowl, rather, representing the Patriots in the Pro Bowl. So I do think on some level that tells you they've overachieved this year, and part of that is the easy schedule, which we talked about. Real quick before we get to May's MVP case, you said you're happy Gonzo's in the Pro Bowl. Do you think Robert Kraft is happy about it?
No, because the check just keeps getting bigger that he's going to have to pay Christian Gonzalez, which stinks because lately Christian Gonzalez hasn't been amazing. And it's weird. It's when we started the season and Gonzo wasn't out there, it's like this defense is going to look so different once Gonzo's out there. Then he's out there, the defense looked even better, and we're like, all right, this is what we're talking about. And then Milton Williams gets hurt, and the defense now looks terrible again, and Gonzo has not looked good. And so I'm curious if maybe Gonzo is also just, I don't know, benefiting from Milton Williams, and Milton Williams is the one you should be paying all that money to, give him another big contract.
Yeah, I mean, I just, at the negotiating table, it's a little easier to negotiate when you go, well, I just made the Pro Bowl this year, Robert, so I want Sauce Gardner money, I want whatever, Stingley, Surtain, I want that money.
He won't be an All-Pro, though. Like, it's
nope.
Like, that's, I think that's the one thing you'll have going for you is he will, I don't think he will be an All Pro. It will be Stingley and Surtain are first team All Pro corners, and then everybody else comes after that. So I think that is what I would point out if I was Robert Kraft, to be like, yeah, like, you know, Tyler Huntley was once a Pro Bowler, Mac Jones was once a Pro Bowler. The Pro Bowl doesn't mean what it used to mean. You weren't an All Pro, so let's kind of, you know, measure our expectations here a little bit.
So that's looming, though. Like, that contract negotiation is looming. It's been looming all year from when he, took a while, to put it mildly, to come back from his hamstring injury, like the hamstring injury heard around the world that took forever to come back from.
Took like 8 weeks.
It's been looming over the whole thing. It continues to loom, but Gonzalez is a Pro Bowler along with Drake May. If you have thoughts, you can jump in at 617-779-7937. 1 hour from now, we'll tear off all the NFL teams.
Oh,
I'm curious how Scheim views some of these teams. Keith and I have talked through them enough where I kind of know where Keith's coming from.
Yep.
I'm curious about doing this with Scheim at 11:30. It's also a Tommy Tuesday. We'll talk to Tom E. Curran at high noon. Plus, Hunter Henry going to join us today on a Patriots Monday/Tuesday. So stay tuned for that. You want to make a case, though, Scheim, and you're telling me what you were doing in the first segment isn't even your case for Drake May as MVP. You want to make a case for Drake May.
I want to make a legitimate case for Drake May as the MVP. Right now, he's number two in odds. Depending on where you look, he's anywhere from like plus 150 to plus 200. Matthew Stafford is currently the favorite in the NFL to be the MVP. As Dan Orlovsky said, he's who he would have as the MVP as well. Here's what I would like to say. Normally, Jones, historically, there's a couple of qualifiers you have to meet in order to be the MVP. Number one, you generally have to be a quarterback. Most oftentimes, you have to be a quarterback, specifically a good quarterback on a good football team, but you have to be a quarterback outside of the Adrian Peterson year in 2012, Sean Alexander 2006, I think, or 2005, LT was 2006, and then Marshall Faulk was 2000. So since 2000, we've had four non-quarterbacks. We haven't had one in the last decade. Number two, there has to be some kind of driving narrative behind you. You look back, Patrick Mahomes, the next great quarterback. Matt Ryan, oh my God, is he finally breaking through? Cam Newton was the best player in the league in 2015. You look at, Lamar Jackson was this rookie that was kind of, it was end of first round, but a lot of teams were like, he's only a running back. He's not a quarterback. Wins the MVP with 36 touchdown passes. So Aaron Rodgers, his back-to-back years with the Green Bay Packers, they were the best team in football in the regular season. So there has to be some kind of driving narrative. You even saw it with Josh Allen last year. It doesn't always matter the numbers. Josh Allen last year had far inferior numbers to Lamar Jackson.
So I agree with you on this, by the way. And actually, I argued about this a lot with Rich last year. He was like, Lamar's got the better numbers. He should be MVP. I'm like, they already owe Josh Allen one from screwing
from
him over
prior
with Lamar Jackson. Now, is that fair? No, that's not fair. Nope. I acknowledge it's not fair, but it is the way it works, and I think you have to pay attention to it.
Yeah. And so there has to be a narrative. So Josh Allen deserved it. They gave it to him. Right now, I think if you go by those two qualifiers, both Matthew Stafford and Drake May apply to both of those. However, I think there's a third qualifier that no one's talked about yet. You have to win your freaking division. It's a big one. If you go back in the history of the MVP award since 2000, I'm just doing 2000 because it's the modern NFL for the most part. So the guys to have not finished first in their division and win the MVP, that were quarterbacks, by the way, was Peyton Manning in 2008.
And that's it, rest. Right?
Yeah. Well, technically Steve McNair, when he co-MVP'd with Peyton Manning, because him and Peyton were in the same division, but Peyton Manning, also the MVP, won that division.
Got
so
it.
That one's kind of a toss-up. The only other one was Peyton Manning in 08, did not win his division, but won the MVP. Matthew Stafford, there's a chance he doesn't win his division. He is a wild card team entering the playoffs, and he might even be third in the
division. I was just going to say, they might be the number three. Like, I wouldn't bet on it, but they could still be the number three team in their division.
Whereas the New England Patriots, there's a very strong chance they win the division, and also a chance still they are the number one seed in the AFC.
We were reading some of these numbers yesterday, ESPN FPI. I know a lot of different outlets do it, but ESPN FPI had them about 80% to win the division. I can go double check what they have the Rams at.
I think it's like 40% to win the one seed.
But they were about 80% to win the division, and Pats were, they were higher than Denver to win the one seed. I forget the exact numbers, but they were higher than them.
And so that's not even getting into the nerd stats. I consider myself a bit of a DVOA hole, if you will. So I like to look at all the real deep numbers. If you're just going by EPA, EPA per play, which is basically like your success on every play, the Rams defense by every metric is like a top 10 defense. Mm-hmm. The Patriots have struggled of late, but at times have been pretty good. And then they also the Rams also have one of the best rushing attacks in football, like on top of that. So it's just I look at it, and for me, the weapons around Stafford and May are a little bit different in that, you know, May is just, he is lighting it up week after week with, you know, guys who are reliable and strong and great, but not, you know, Puka Nacua going out and having 225 yards week after week.
So it's a good MVP case by Chris Scheim. He's in for Rich Keefe today on Jones and Keefe. It was a Patriots Monday yesterday. We talked to Chris Chinelis. Today it's a Patriots Monday extended. We talked to Hunter Henry, Patriots tight end. He joins us here on Jones and Keefe with Scheim in for Rich today. He's brought to you by Drains by James, Eastern Mass's top provider of drain and sewer cleaning and repair. By Shaw's and Star Market, you can look for the new lower prices every day tags throughout the store to save on the items you buy most. And by Verizon, the New England Patriots, powered by Verizon 5G. Hunter Henry, how are we doing this week?
Good, guys.
I don't know if you caught any of the end. Chris Scheim is in for Rich today. I don't know if you caught any of the end of his MVP case for Drake May. I don't know if you heard any of that or if you agree with any of that.
I did not. So, I mean,
it was good. It was good stuff, though.
Thank you.
Okay.
With a lot of good numbers in there, Hunter. I wanted to ask you about something we asked Christian Ellis about yesterday. He revealed the Road Warriors chant. You guys are 7-0 on the road this year. I see guys running out of the locker room, Kalavon Chasen, among others, Road Warriors yelling to each other. He revealed that Vrabel actually gave you guys a little, like a cut-up, a little clip to kind of term you guys as Road Warriors. Is that right?
That is right.
What do you think of the video?
I thought it was good, man. I mean, obviously, we've been Road Warriors, played good on the road, got another one this week, and I know the guys get fired up and get ready to go, you know, each and every week, but, you know, on the road, it's just kind of us against everybody, and I think everybody embraces that.
Hunter, Stephon Diggs was shown on the broadcast talking to the bench, telling you guys to keep your chins up down in that fourth quarter. What has he meant to this offense just kind of as a leader and trying to be, as he says, a beacon?
Yeah, I mean, he's very consistent in who he is, brings a lot of energy, brings a lot of juice day in, day out, obviously brings a lot on the game days, but I think the weekly practices throughout the week, just he's very consistent in who he is, and, you know, we love having him. It's always fun going out there and competing with him.
Drake May on Sunday Night Football had his first 300-yard game, first come-from-behind victory as well. Mike Vrabel likes to talk about whether or not things are important or interesting. Do you think it's important that he was able to check those boxes or interesting?
yeah, I think it was important. But, I mean, I feel like he's been so consistent. The 300-yard game thing is, I think, a narrative that everybody else puts out there. I mean, he's just been super reliable, consistent. The fact that he hasn't technically, I guess, hit that is kind of crazy because he's basically been at it or around it the whole year. And so that's just incredible consistency by him. And, you know, he's a lot of fun to play with and a lot of fun to go out there and compete with.
Hunter, you talked to NBC after the game, and you talked about how Ramondre did such a great job blocking and allowing for the receivers to get down the field, get open, and catch the football. What has that kind of mentality, where has that come from? Is that a Mike Vrabel thing that you're trying to block for your other guys so that they can have success, not just yourself? You don't always need to have the ball in order to make this team better?
Exactly. I think Braves preaches that all the time. What can you do for your brother? What can you, you know, how can you finish a little longer? How can you give a little bit more effort for them? But I think that's just Ramondre too. I mean, he's very unselfish. He's, you know, a competitor at a high level, and he embraces that role. He knows that, you know, he does that. We can make big plays, and it's pretty fun to, you know, see the clips of him stepping up there and making big time blocks.
You guys are back to the playoffs for the first time since 2021. What's the focus now that you've clinched the playoff spot?
Focus is on New York Jets. That's it. So on to the next.
All right. You know what time it is, Hunter. Back in the win column, it is time for the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
It's time for the Hunter Henry surprise.
Henry, touchdown. Whoa.
Surprise, Sydney.
Hey, surprise.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Surprise. We wasted the good surprise on you.
Y'all digging for the surprise in the day, huh?
Question of the week.
All right, you know how it works. 1-85. How surprised were you? And I don't want to get you in any trouble. But how surprised were you when there was no pass interference called on Kayshawn Booty on Sunday night?
Probably 85.
I was surprised.
And that was the Hunter Henry surprise question of the week.
All right, we've broken the scale yet again. Hunter Henry, we always appreciate you being a good sport. That was wild. That was absolutely wild. Again, I don't want to get you in trouble, but that was staggering that there was no flag there. But credit to you guys. Overcame it, drove back down the field, got the win, and now you're back in the playoffs. Hunter Henry, Merry Christmas. Enjoy the holidays. We'll talk to you coming up.
Thanks, guys. Merry Christmas, everybody.
All right. Thanks, Hunter.
Merry Christmas. Hunter Henry here on a Patriots Tuesday/Monday.
Yeah.
On Jones and Keefe with Chris Scheim.
85. Is that the first 85?
No. Didn't we have one other 85? Hang on. Our show doc is very detailed here, Scheim.
I know the units of measure in there. I saw that.
We do a great job tracking everything, of course. 85. He was an 85 when Will Smith slapped Chris Rock.
That's right. Okay.
Slash when there was no PI called the other night. on Kayshawn Moody. Okay. So there you go. You can jump in. 617.
I too was an 85.
I was pretty surprised. Tirico was like an 86 at least.
I scared my dog. He was dead asleep on the couch next to me. I was like jumping up and down on the couch, and he freaked out and like ran away. It was pretty bad.
Moody still should have caught it.
Maybe. Yeah. But I mean, you're being tackled as you're coming down. And then he kind of, you could tell, I think he got the wind knocked out of him or something. He fell right on his back. He was kind of like lying still. And then the guy just swatted the ball away. I think if the guy doesn't swat, the defender doesn't swat the ball away, he might have caught it.
No, I agree. So, that's why you probably should have held on to it there. But anyway, I give the Patriots all the credit in the world. Bad teams, blame the refs.
Yeah.
Bad teams roll over and die and cry about the refs. That's what fans do.
Mm-hmm.
Good teams come out, they brush it off. And they go down and get the win.
Yeah,
which is
I think
exactly
your tweet during that game where you're like, thank God we don't have to talk about this being the reason they lost, was dead on because I couldn't fathom just railing the refs all day today.
Right. Let's ignore that you couldn't stop Derrick Henry, and let's ignore the bad turnovers, and let's ignore the stupid fake punt, and let's just cry about the refs. Like, that would have been nauseating, but it's
sucked.
What I'm sure people would have wanted to do yesterday. Fortunately, we didn't have to do it. 617-779-7937. More on the Patriots there, more on the game from Sunday, and more on their biggest competition remaining in the AFC. I want Shime's thoughts on who he wants to face and what would be a perfect path for the Patriots through the playoffs. That's next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe.
On WEEI.
For the Chargers to be this good with all the injuries, and for the Patriots to be this good with all their youth and all their new players is unbelievable. Neither of these teams should be that good. So I'm just watching Drake May, and then you know how good you have to be in the NFL as a quarterback when you're dealing with a third string tackle. So the Chargers missing both their tackles, 11-4. Patriots last night in the crucial part of the game, they're on third string tackles. They're on the road. They're trailing. Baltimore knows they have to throw. Last year, New England was dead last in explosive plays. This season, remarkably, they are number two. And that was a really impressive road win for Drake May.
I was calling Cowherd. I don't know how I feel about the Chargers comp.
I don't like it.
Actually, sorry, let me rephrase. I know exactly how I feel. I also don't like it. Yeah.
No, I never want to be compared to the Chargers. The stink on that franchise is, God, it's putrid. I'm good. They historically have always screwed up in the biggest moments. They blew a 28-point lead, I think it was, to Trevor Lawrence and the Jaguars in a playoff game. I want nothing to do with being the LA Chargers. My buddy is a diehard Chargers fan. I'm sorry. I want nothing to do with that franchise.
Yeah, I don't like it either. So this might tie in, Scheim in for Rich today, Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll tier off NFL teams at 11:30. We'll talk to Tommy Curran at high noon on a Tommy Tuesday. We'll have some Christmas fun later on in the show as well with all your phone calls, 617-779-7937. But this might tie in with that. Maybe you just answered it. Maybe the Chargers are part of your ideal path. What is that ideal path for the Patriots with 2 weeks to go?
Yeah, so the ideal path is somehow the Indianapolis Colts get in the playoffs. Okay, and you get to play them.
Well, they're out.
They can still get in.
Were they not officially eliminated last
night? No. They can still get in. There is a scenario by which the Texans lose the next two and the Colts win the next
two. You're right.
The Colts can get in.
I thought they were out. My mistake.
Yeah. So the ideal scenario, if you're not going to be the one seed, you're going to be the two seed, is that the Colts get in and you get to play Phillip Rivers and the Colts. That's the ideal scenario. I'm going to go with a bit of a more realistic scenario here. I would love to play the Chargers first. I think the Chargers are a very gettable team. The defense is good, but not great. There's nobody that scares you on that defense, but they're very similar to the Patriots in that regard, where I think you can score on them, but they every once in a while they'll make plays like Tui Polotu will get a sack here and there, and Derwin James is good when he's healthy. But I just think that you could beat a team like the Chargers. I would like to avoid the teams with scary defenses. For me, that would be Houston number one. I don't want to play them.
Number one.
Yeah, I don't want to play them. They're number one. I don't want to play.
Okay.
Is that
because if the Patriots are two, Denver gets the bye, so you're not factoring in Denver, or is Denver on that list too?
No, Denver would be number two on that list. I just think that you're at a point right now where the only time you would play Denver is in the AFC Championship game. So like at that point, it's kind of you're gonna get the best other team in the AFC at that point, and it is what it is. So that's why I put Houston number one. For me, the other team I don't want to play, and this is kind of a recent change for me, I don't want to play Jacksonville.
Wow. Okay.
The Jags are, I don't know what.
Buffalo's not on there? I know they already beat Buffalo.
I'm in. I'll play Buffalo.
I think
you lost.
No. I think they could beat Buffalo, yeah, but I don't want to play Buffalo.
Sure.
Don't confuse those two things.
Yeah, that's fair. That's totally fair. The only team I want to play is the Colts. And then I guess the Chargers. But outside of that, the rest of the AFC, I think it would be a toss-up, more or less. I don't think any team would be favored by a touchdown. It would be a three-point game no matter the matchup for the most part. But I think Jacksonville lately, I don't know what Jacoby Myers said or did to Trevor Lawrence, but Trevor Lawrence is playing like a top-five quarterback the last few weeks and has been awesome.
Some of it is him, meaning the Myers edition, which I wasn't real bullish on them trading for Jacoby Myers at the trade deadline. But now you look at it,
kind of irrelevant.
Look at what he's done. They signed him to an extension, which is clearly what he wanted when he was in Vegas. He was bitching about the contract the whole time. He got it. He's balled out in Jacksonville. So some of that is Jacoby Myers. Some of it, I think, too, is Liam Cohen. And one thing I was going to say, I think I'm with you on this, Scheim. I'm much more of a believer in talent than coaching.
Yeah.
For instance, with Josh McDaniels and Drake May, that has way more to do with Drake May than anything Josh McDaniels has
100%.
Done. He's improved him this year, but I think May would have improved naturally in year two. Again, we give Josh McDaniels a ton of credit. Oh, you know, he got Mac Jones to a Pro Bowl. So people bring up Pro Bowls when it comes to Josh McDaniels and his resume with Mac Jones. No one mentions Drake May made the Pro Bowl without Josh McDaniels. So Drake May is wildly talented with or without McDaniels. But I look at Trevor Lawrence with Liam Cohen this year. I look at Caleb Williams with Ben Johnson. I don't like either of those two quarterbacks. And the coach is getting a lot out of those guys. Those are head coaches, not coordinators, but they're play callers. And I think if you want to go down that road with Trevor Lawrence and Caleb Williams, then you have to give Josh some credit with Drake May.
I would like to bring up, I understand that they're offensive coaches, but I think what they have done as head coaches is more important to me than what they're doing as offensive coaches. Because I think before they got there, Trevor Lawrence and Caleb Williams were wildly talented quarterbacks. I think they were struggling to figure some things out, and these coaches helped them with that. But I think what they've brought as a mentality and a culture, as a head coach, is far more important to me, which is why I am wildly impressed by like the recent crop of new head coaches. You look at Liam Cohen, you look at Ben Johnson, Mike Vrabel. I know it's his second time, but he's with a new team. Like, even Mike McDonald is now in his second year with Seattle. Like, they feel, and we say this a lot of times about quarterbacks in the draft, it feels very much like a generational kind of coaching shift, where now it's all of these younger guys with good quarterbacks, and then you add in guys like McVay and Shanahan, who are always going to be there, the Kevin O'Connells of the world. Like, it's just, I feel like coaching is at an all-time high, but it's even more so just kind of the culture they build and why those teams are so good. It's the reason I'm scared of Jacksonville.
So you want to give Vrabel more credit than McDaniels, what you're
always,
saying?
Always. But again, it's, I'm consistent in that I think it's the reason I'm scared of Jacksonville is because of the attitude they have. That defense, who is, as we pointed out, Liam Cohen is an offensive guy. That defense is what scares me. They play with this attitude, and they are constantly getting turnovers. They are constantly in your face. They're getting pass rush. I feel like they can muck things up in a way that I don't want to be involved with, where I feel like teams like the Chargers and the Bills defense doesn't do that.
Okay. We'll get to more of these teams when we tier them off in tiers at 11:30. Tommy Tuesday with Tommy Curran, NBC Sports Boston, at high noon. Full hour on the Patriots and the NFL, the Drake May MVP conversation, some Pro Bowl votes. Patriots have two Pro Bowlers, Drake May and Christian Gonzalez. That came out in the first hour. You want to discuss, you can. 617-779-7937. Meanwhile, let's update you on the Celtics and the Bruins as we hit the Christmas break, just about. Are the teams doing better than we thought, worse than we thought? We'll get to that Celtics win last night because I think there's a lot to pick at coming up next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories, that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.